everybody, welcome back to my Subaru. And just now I was thinking about some passages of scripture right at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7. It says this: not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom of God, but the one, not the one who says, but the one who does the will of God, is the one who will enter into the kingdom of God. And then it goes on and closes with this example, this illustration of two houses. And today I want to ask you a question. Which house more represents you? Which house more represents where your faith is at? And so it gives the example of a house that is, first of all, built on the sand. It doesn't say anything about the house, whether the house is made of hay or wood or brick. It is all about the foundation. And when that foundation is sand, Jesus says that when the storm comes, not if, but when the storms come, that foundation will be tested. The winds will come and the rain will come. And in the end, because of the foundation, that house will not stand. But the house that is built on a solid foundation, the house whose foundation is rock, will face the same storm. It'll face the same crisis of wind and rain. But at the end, that house will remain standing. And Jesus leaves us with this self-examination that we need to take of ourselves. Which house are we? What are we building our life on? See, one of the things that we can be certain of in life is that we will face a crisis. Now, think about this just for a moment. Just a few months ago, life was normal. And then all of a sudden, COVID-19, and then right after COVID-19, the economy, and then right on the heels of the economy, which is still erratic and up and down, you have this social unrest surrounded by this Black Lives Matter and the killing of George Floyd. Talk about a crisis. And talk about the storm coming at us back to back to back. What house represents your faith? See, if your faith has been built on the sand, then there's a good chance that you have experienced deep fear, uncertainty, anxiety at a level that maybe you've never known before. But if your house is built on the rock, it's still scary. It might still be reason for concern, healthy concern. You may have been greatly affected by your health or your finances. But in the end, you can take a deep breath, a deep sigh of relief and comfort in knowing that as hard as that wind blows, as hard as that rain pours down on your life, your house is built, your life is built on something that is immovable, unshakable. See, even the New Testament promises us that our faith will be tested. And testing's important. Testing reveals where we're really at. We may think we're doing better than we are, or we may think that we're not doing as well as we really are. But a test reveals reality, where we're really at. And so what I'd like you to do today is just think about what you have built your life on. Have you built your life on things that are shaky? Have you built your life on things that are temporary? Have you built your life on things that are unpredictable and uncertain? Or are you building your life on the certainty of who God is and who He is for you? My brother, my sister in Christ, take hope, take courage today that as you build your life on the foundation of Jesus Christ and His love for you and His sacrifice for your sins, let your heart rest, even in the midst of whatever storm you're facing right now. You are immovable, you are unshakable, because your life is in the hands of a God who is immovable and unshakable. Let that encourage you today. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God bless you guys, and I will see you next time. Thank you.